Today we celebrate the Annunciation of Our Lady Virgin Mary. When the Archangel went and told to Panagia, to Virgin Mary, that she was about to fall pregnant through the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Son of God, Panagia was very young. Basically, she understood nothing. But Our Lady Theotokos, the fathers of the church, they say that she is second after the Holy Trinity. And when we chant, we say that she's more glorious than the cherubim and has more grace than the seraphim and all these things. Why? What can make us go so close to God to have this sort of glory? And what was the secret that made the Theotokos, made Panagia so holy? The Holy Fathers say that the reason why Panagia was so glorious, so holy, is because she dedicated her mind to God. So basically, she had vigilance. And all she was thinking about was God. Nothing more, nothing less. It sounds like a very simple thing. It sounds like a small thing, but this is what can make us saints. Nipsey can make us saints. So Panagia was very young, and what she did, she was focusing on God. And the Greek philosophers, the ancient Greek philosophers, our forefathers used to say that ek tou ouran to eran, meaning when you focus on something, when you occupy your vision, your intellect with something, you end up loving this thing that you're looking at, that you're focusing on. That's what happened with Panagia. She ended up loving God so much that nothing else mattered. And this is why she became so holy. When the archangel gave her the message from God, she realized that this message was from God. Why? Because, as we said, her intellect was all towards God, and she knew that this experience that she had was a holy one. They asked once Saint Silwan the Athonite, how do we understand if our thoughts are from God or from the evil one? And he said, you can judge them according to the taste. What does this mean? When God gives us an experience, when God talks to us, the sense that we get is peaceful. It does not have pride. It does not have confusion. It does not have hate. If the message we're getting from our environment, from humans, from the devil or from God, does not have the quality of being peaceful and joyful, the taste means that it's not from God. The taste indicates that this message is not from God. So Panagia knew that the message was from God, but as we said, because she had vigilance, she was able to accept it straight away. It was only herself and God. Nothing else mattered. She did not think like we could have, that if I was to fall pregnant and my husband knows that it's not from him, people will judge me, people will gossip me. But she did not think like that, because it was just her soul and God. The problem is that the gossipings that could have happened could not interrupt the connection that Panagia had with God, but they do interrupt the connection that people who gossip have with God. And that's why their salvation is in danger. If we follow Panagia's example, if we focus on God, and if this is the only thing that we care about, I'm not saying not to love your, not love your husband, your wife, not to love your family, not to do everything that you do, everything that you need to do for everyone around you. But if deeply inside us, the focus is God and through God, everything else, then Panagia will give us some of her grace and we will be able to see Our Lady Theotokos when God takes us from this life to the next. Χρόνια σας πολλά, ιδιαιτέρως σε αυτούς που εορτάζουν Ευαγγελίες, Ευάγγελοι, και η χάρη της Παναγίας να είναι μαζί σας και με τις οικογένειές σας. Να είστε καλά.